come in and stay? He said, no, you can't come in and stay. Well, we go to the church and stay all night. He said, no, the church has been remodeled. And it's half up and half down. He said, are you hungry? Yes. He said, well, wait and I'll give you something to eat. He went in and fixed him some sandwiches and coffee. And he said, I'll tell you what to do now. Go on, and when I come back, if you're asking me for a room, I will have a room someplace for you. And I will have the money to pay for it, give you the money to pay for it. So he went to the meeting, he was going to. And when he came home, he said, he looked, and he said, on his church steps was a policeman and a scout car in front of his church. And these two creatures were being escorted down the steps by the police. So the police station is right across. It's all in a compact little basket. Police station, and the bank, and the fire department, and then the business district, and the church, and the rectory, and the convent, and the school, all on this side. So he said, he went over to the police station and said, what were they doing with those men, bringing them down my steps? Well, he said, the police saw the scout car was passing by then, he saw them trying to break in. And he said, they wanted to stay there. And he says, what are you looking for? They said, we're looking for Jesus Christ. He said, you're not going to find him there in that church, I'll tell you right now. He said, you come go with me. And he took them to Theodore, which is the home here of the Ku Klux. And he opened the car door and he said, now you might find what you're looking for in Theodore. But don't you come back to Balabashi. He left them. And now they're wondering if it was some of those people. Those loonies. I mean some of the clan, don't you know?
Yes, ma'am. Boy. They're having a mess down there.
Yes, I think so. Because like I say, it has been from one generation to the other the same thing.
Yes, ma'am. It'd be interesting to see how they work that out.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Whether they'll be able to evict them.
Well, I don't imagine if they pay cash money.
I don't know. I guess they'll have their lawyers working on it.
$2 million. Imagine.
They apparently have a pretty big following, I guess.
Oh, yes. Well, isn't this the same crowd that they took the children from their parents? I thought so.
I believe that's right.
Well, the man's name is Mooney, is it? The Jap or Chinese or something?
Some kind of Oriental.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been very controversial, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was asking you last time about things that you use when eating meals and what you did when eating meals, that kind of thing. When you get through with the meal, you have the dirty dishes. What would you say that you had to do to them in order to, you know, get them?
Well, first you have to clear your table.
Yes, ma'am.
Take all your dishes off. Now, you generally have a tray and put the dirty dishes, pile them on that, stack them on that, and bring them to the kitchen and they're washed.
Yes, ma'am.
And the cutlery too, the knives, forks, spoons, and you might have a meat knife or a meat fork and knife to cut the meat up, to slice it off of a, say you had a roast or you had a chicken or a turkey.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you'd cut it with your meat fork and knife.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't know of anyone other than clearing the table